Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I cannot hear a damn thing. There we go.
Are we on?
We're on and live.
Yeah, woo!
You know how you can tell we're live? Because I can say words like, but.
Snot.
Oh my goodness.
Booger.
We're going to have to put the explicit label on this one.
Yeah.
Man, wow. Oh man.
Butt, snot, and booger.
Jeez, and you said them twice.
Oh.
Jeez, is this a rap CD?
Or a morning zoo? Welcome to the Butt, Booger, and Snot Show.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I think that has potential.
We play that song, I don't want to work. Just want to bang on the drum all day. We play that every morning.
Do the birthday book.
Yeah.
Tell you which celebs are celebrating their big day.
Battle of the Sexes. No, he said, she said. What was that game called?
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, that's good radio.
Should we convert our radio show into a morning zoo?
I think we should.
I was, because I'm 100 years old, I worked in radio when morning zoos were a big, big deal. I wanted to work on one so bad.
I got into radio just as they were going out of fashion.
Yeah.
Just going out of fashion.
Those jingles. Rocking at the speed of light. 65 hot hits. CKOM.
Man, those were the days.
Yeah. Okay.
Do an office mugging.
Mm.
Show up and give you a bunch of mugs.
Oh, I had to do those. They were brutal.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst. What are you doing here?
What a rich history this is.
What do you want? We're trying to concentrate. We're trying to work. And you're in here honking a horn and giving away coffee mugs.
Who wants a mug?
Ugh.
I do. Well, you were off gallivanting, sipping champagne in front of the ocean. Yeah. I was back here doing the real work.
Shoveling coal into the engines of commerce.
Oh, no. I mailed that in hard.
Oh, good.
I'm talking about the 3,000-piece puzzle I was pleased to announce I fully completed that thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to arm rake that thing.
There was a couple moments where it came close to meeting the floor, but I stuck with it. I'm ashamed at how long it took me to do it.
What was the picture? Oh, was that?
It was a Where's Waldo.
That's how we got onto the topic of Don't Be a Waldo.
Yeah.
Oh, so you finished the Where's Waldo puzzle.
I did. It took me about 5 weeks. I'm embarrassed.
Whew.
I'm embarrassed. And I wasn't working on it 8 hours a day.
Yeah, whatever.
There were some days where I didn't work on it at all.
I can't remember. Is it set up so you can watch TV while you're doing it?
No.
Oh.
No, no.
Oh.
I wish I had that kind of open floor plan.
So do you need absolute silence in order to puzzle?
No, I would have music on.
Oh.
And I would sit there. Because if it's absolute silence, my dog will hear every sound.
Yeah.
The house, and he'll bark at everything.
So do you listen to angry music, though, while you're puzzling? Or what do you listen to smooth jazz?
It was more mellow.
Okay.
A little more experimental.
Yeah.
Nothing too heavy, because I need to focus.
Yeah.
I don't have time to headbang.
Yeah, I know.
I got to focus. But I got all 3,000 pieces in there. I thought for sure at the end that it was going to be missing dozens of pieces, but it turns out they were all there.
Where's your phone right now?
It's over here.
Do you have a picture of it?
I do indeed.
Yeah, I do. You have like 6 pictures on your phone, right?
I do. I actually just finished it this past weekend. And so like I finished and I was also not happy with how proud it made me. The sense of pride was a little too high for
the
accomplishment.
It's winter. Nobody has a lot going on right now. It's fun. If you were puzzling that hard in July, and just staying indoors during the daytime with your blinds closed so you could puzzle, that would be sad. But this is okay.
It felt a bit sad because I was really proud, and then I was sad for how proud I felt.
Are you going to show the picture?
No.
Oh.
I'm too ashamed of that.
Okay.
Because it doesn't look as impressive. The photo makes it look smaller than it is.
How big is it? Like, what would you compare it to?
It was pretty big.
Like a picnic table?
It fit on my table, but just barely.
Oh, it was that big?
It was pretty big.
Your live edge dining room table?
Especially like the width was especially close.
Oh, wow.
And then the big question is, I feel I spent 5 weeks putting this thing together. How long do I keep it?
That's what I was going to, because a guy like you, I would assume you would put that last piece in, not even take a picture, and then you would just put it away.
I thought about it.
Is it still on the table?
No, I kept it for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
I gave it 24-hour lifespan, so I could walk past, feel that sense of pride.
Yeah. Would you high-five yourself every time you went by?
I was like, damn, look at how complicated this is.
God, you did it, old boy. You did it.
I found where Waldo is on that thing. Uh-huh. He's actually very close to Mrs. Waldo.
Is he in the middle of the puzzle or is he off to a side somewhere?
He was in the bottom
corner.
Actually,
I don't care. I officially don't care.
Ooh. But yeah, 24 hours and then that thing is back in the box and I got my table.
You did it, Bryce. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
Do they have a puzzle discount at Lube City?
They should.
Like if you come in there and you did a 500 piece puzzle, you maybe get 5% off because...
Yeah, that's for babies.
Yeah.
But up to 3,000 piece puzzle, like I want at least 15% off.
Yeah, I was going to say 25.
I would take that.
25% off. The puzzle discount.
Puzzler's discount. I pull it out like an ID.
You have to bring the completed puzzle, though, to Lube City and prove to them that you did it.
I tried to pick up. When I was dismantling the puzzle, I'm like, can I pick this all up in one? I've seen people do that before.
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
it just fell apart.
It disintegrated immediately.
And then pieces probably fell on the floor and your dog ate the pieces and now it's a garbage puzzle.
I was worried about that, so yeah. I was hustling.
Anyway, so pack up your puzzle, and even if they don't give you a discount, take your giant puzzle with you to Lube City just to show them, and they'll high-five you.
They'll be impressed.
They will be.
No one will care more than the people at Lube City.
And if you need to find a location of Lube City so you can get your oil changed, go to lubecity.ca because they got 27 locations in Alberta.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
So when you go home today... to your table that no longer has a puzzle on it,
mm-hmm.
and you're eating your lunch, will you be drinking out of one of your collectible Petro-Canada Olympic glasses?
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
We were talking about conversations you overheard, things you saw that you weren't supposed to see. And I got this text message. I find this one kind of interesting because I know there are a lot of people, maybe not you, but other people who collect those little McDonald's toys. You know, maybe they throw them in a Happy Meal. But this person said, I used to work for a top secret Big McBurger chain. I can't say which McOne. But we were at the main big office in Toronto, and I overheard two marketing women in the elevator say, I think we're just going to BOGO the stupid things across the board. We got back to Edmonton. A week later, the toys they sold were on special, buy one, get one. It was the Olympic Muppet Babies, the fifth lamest McDonald's toy ever. I would know. I have two. So, because I'm a curious person, I wrote back and I said, okay, if the... Olympic Muppet Babies are the lamest McDonald's toys. What would be the most popular McDonald's toy ever? And they say, I would have never guessed this. I don't even remember these. But they said probably Mr. Potato Head Kids. But they would never sell today. Who knew? Was there a Mr. Potato Head Kid? Are you holding? Do you have some? Are they worth anything? Do you collect the McDonald's toys? Do I ask too many questions?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody did say, I have a Mr. Potato Head toy from McDonald's. It's 21 years old. The hat comes off. You fill it with candies. There's a wind-up, and it goes forward on wheels. And a little present box opens up, and you get a candy. Sounds super complicated. I can just get up and go to the cupboard and get a candy. I don't need a toy bringing me a candy. Somebody else said, I think the most popular McDonald's Happy Meal toys ever were the teeny Beanie Babies. Ooh. Oh, this one too. Good morning. I have hanging in my rearview mirror the best McDonald's toy ever. It's a Ryan Smith Oilers jersey. It's hanging on an air freshener. Perfect shape still. It's from the late 90s. Wow, good for you. Somebody else said, does McDonald's still give toys in their Happy Meals? Or do they just give lame books for nerds? Wow. Then this person goes on to say, does anyone else remember when they used to give out cassette tapes and other gifts at Shell gas stations when you would fill up with a certain amount of fuel? I remember as a kid having the whole solid gold collection of cassettes. It was pretty great. Also, every time you use the word stupid on the radio, my daughter rats you out. Well, good for her. No, I don't remember getting cassettes at Shell. I do remember, was it Petro Canada? They used to give away, like, drinking glasses. Remember those? If I'm not mistaken, they were a pretty good quality drinking glass, too. That was like a million years ago, though. How about you? Do you remember getting stuff from gas stations? Remember that?
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow! Somebody said, we still have the Calgary Olympics glasses from Petro Canada at my parents' place. They were considered the fancy ones for a very long time. They were a good quality glass. They really were. They were nice and heavy, if I remember correctly. Somebody else pointed out that the Petro Canada did those glasses again for the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. I don't recall that. Do you still have some of those? Jill says, my dad loved gas station giveaways. He would go out of his way to get the complete set of those glasses. Do you remember when they used to give away knives? I have some of those too. Have a great day, Jill. Knives? A gas station giving out knives? That seems like a terrible idea. That ranks right up there with, you know, Stanley Hammer giveaway night at a hockey game or something. Here's somebody else. McDonald's Disney Millennium glasses. They were amazing. I still have one left. They were hard to use because they're square. Who thought that the square drinking glass was a good idea? We have a set of those at home, too. They're always the glass of last resort. When there isn't a clean glass in the house, that's when you go with the square glass at the back of the cupboard. Always feels like you're drinking right after a dentist's appointment and your mouth is still frozen. That's what that feels like.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
How can you tell Bryce Kelly's doing okay without Bryce Kelly telling you he's doing okay?
Oh boy.
It's because you have a set of those Petro Canada Olympic glasses.
I found a couple at Find.
Oh, okay.
Several years ago. And then on Christmas, my mom got me a set of, she found some down in Calgary on Facebook Marketplace.
Are you talking about the 88 Olympics? Apparently they did 2010, Petro Can did glasses for the 2010 Olympics.
I did have one of those as well. I think I still have it somewhere.
Wow.
I remember the Vancouver one.
Do the Olympic glasses only come out when the special company comes over?
I haven't used them yet. They're almost more decorative.
Oh, really?
The first time I found them at Fine, I put them in the dishwasher like an idiot.
Oh, and no.
One of them, it almost washed all the gold flaking off of it.
Yeah.
So I'm a lot more careful now.
God, remember when gas stations used to give you stuff? Remember that?
I heard you say a few minutes ago the one about the knives.
Oh, yeah. That was from Jill, who said...
kind of seems like you're playing with fire.
That's a terrible idea. I guess, though, probably a different time. People were probably not getting stabbed in gas stations all the time. Yeah. But that seemed like a terrible, terrible idea. Somebody said, Garner, I still have the Petro Canada Nagano 1998 glasses.
Ooh.
I still have five or six of the Disney glasses. They fit a can of pop perfectly. Cheers, Jammer. Well, thank you, Jammer. I didn't know that. Is Petro Canada, like, do they do a set of glasses every time the Olympics come around? Can we expect a set of Paris Olympic glasses this summer?
I should start collecting those.
Yeah.
Those Nagano Olympics, too. Remember the hat that the Canadian team wore? It was like that Roots hat, the red one. What were those called?
Oh, like a beret.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Those were terrible. Is that what those are from?
That was such a bad look.
Oh, barf.
Yeah, that was those Olympics.
Somebody said, my dad used to own a Mohawk gas station in a medium, small Alberta town.
Ooh.
I remember them giving away glasses, fishing rods, and even Quaker cereals. Some random promotions in there. No kidding. God, I wish gas stations still did that.
A Mohawk gas station. That takes me back.
What about you? Do you remember what? See, we started talking about Happy Meals. Like McDonald's used to give away cool toys and some not so cool toys. But a lot of people said that they still have the Potato Head babies, the Mr. Potato Head babies.
I don't know how they remember this. I don't remember McDonald's toys at all.
Neither do I. Not a single one.
No, the big thing I remember from McDonald's was their hockey cards.
Oh, yeah. Somebody pointed that one out, too.
And, like, back in the 90s, they would have ones that were, like, if you moved it a certain way, it looked like it was a video.
Oh, yeah. It was that, not gloss. It was like that. What do you call that?
Oh, it was thick and heavy.
I remember those.
Man, those were sweet.
Somebody said Esso gave away hockey cards of all the old-time players. When nice. Was that? How about you? Do you remember this? Let's get all nostalgic together.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We're reflecting. We're being nostalgic. Thinking back to the Happy Meal toys of our yesteryear. The gas station giveaways. Gas stations used to give you things for filling up there. Like, not just a coupon. You would get a gift. Somebody said, do you remember what? I can't remember which gas station it was. I lost the tax, but like, they got gas and they give you a box of cereal. I vaguely remember that. Was that at a Mohawk station? Todd from U Junket said, I had to clean out my grandparents' place. They had a set of the Olympic glasses from Petrocan, as well as a set of Labatt's gold flake glasses. I kept them all. They're my fancy glasses. Of course they should be, and only come out for good company, Todd. Somebody else said, my dad came home one day with the whole set of Teeny Beanie Babies from McDonald's, including the backing display. Do you still have them? They wrote back. They said, I do. They're in the basement being stored while I'm waiting for them to be worth millions. And one day they shall be worth millions. Hang on to those Teeny Beanie Babies. Hang on.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
The hologram cards. That was the word we couldn't remember before.
Yeah.
Hologram.
Those things at McDonald's were my favorite.
Yeah, because they were really thick, like you said.
They had a smell about them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You could smell them in another room.
Yeah. Lori said, I haven't heard you guys mention Domo yet. I remember getting glasses and plates from there when I was a kid.
Oh, wow, plates.
Where did they keep them? Like Domo, it's the size of a phone booth. They have to keep them outside?
And do you put that out when company comes over?
The Domo plates?
Eating off the gas station plates?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people treated the Petro-Canada Olympics glasses, though, as the fancy glasses.
The ones I have, I mean, they look really fancy.
Yeah. My beautiful, she's texting me right now. Company's Coming Cookbooks. We got those from Turbo. Do you remember Turbo gas stations? Was that a thing here or was that Saskatoon?
Wowee.
Yeah, it goes way back.
But get a cookbook?
Yeah, remember the Company's Coming cookbooks? That was a local woman that wrote those.
Oh, is that lady who passed away?
She just passed away. Yeah, Jean Perry?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Was that her name?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. Wowee.
I wrote back and I'm like, do we still have those? I haven't seen them in ages. And she said, no, I think we heaved them into the sun during our kitchen renovation.
And someone else mentioned going to a gas station, to the Mohawk station in Sherwood Park, and walking out of there with a box of cereal. And that had to be a weird thing.
Yeah, here's your gas, and here's some fiber.
Get a fill up, get some Cheerios.
Yeah. Let's grab this one. Hi.
So I have something a little different, actually. In Swan Hills, Alberta, the school, just a little further north of the city, they gave out Bitcoins on USB drives in the early 2000s, and that was something I just happened to think of when I heard that.
Hang on a second. Your school gave away Bitcoin?
Bitcoins, yeah. They gave what to everybody in the school. They gave away little USB sticks that had, I think, about 5 Bitcoin on them before they were really popular and stuff, right? So,
wow. Yeah. Do you know what 5 Bitcoin would have been worth about 18 months ago?
Probably like 100-some grand, maybe a little more, actually. A couple million. I'm not 100% the exact number, but yeah, pretty cool.
It's making a comeback again, Bitcoin. In case you care, I'm almost back to even. I was in quite a bit of a Bitcoin hole for a while, but I'm...
Yeah? You're coming back? That's what I like to hear, man.
I'm bouncing back, yeah.
That's awesome.
What's your name?
Brody Lawton.
Hey, Brody, do you still have your Bitcoin USB stick?
Sadly, I don't, and nor do any of my brothers. It's been too many years, and I think most of the people in Fawn Hills just kind of threw them away afterwards because cryptocurrency was very... meh.
Yeah.
But some people are definitely, my family's definitely kicking ourselves in the ass for not holding on to those, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Brody. I appreciate that.
That's insane.
Throwing out your Bitcoin.
They got that at school?
Yeah, Swan Hills.
Wow. Huh. That's wild.
Some people get free hockey cards. Some people get free life-changing amounts of cryptocurrency.
At the time, the USB stick would have been the most expensive part of that giveaway.
Oh, yeah. I would have just overwritten the... so that I could put some MP3s on it.
Who knew that years later?
Oh, whew.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Gas stations used to give away stuff all the time. This one right here, this is from Danielle. Garner, I was born in 1988, the year of the Calgary Olympics. My parents collected those Petro-Canada Olympic drinking glasses for me, squirreled them away somewhere, and then gave them to me when I got my own place when I was 21. Most of them are long gone. I still have 2 left. I rarely use them, but when I do, I think of my mom and dad and how proud they were to give them to me. LOL, they were both very sweet. So Jill, this just seems like a crazy idea now. When you think about it, how weird were the 80s and 90s? Because Jill wrote in and she's like, remember when Domo gave away steak knives? Like a gas station giving away steak knives? Can you imagine? Carol from Spruce Grove says Jill is right about the gas station giving away knives. We had the steak knives. They had a pointed blade and a white handle. Those were simpler times. Yes, they were.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This person, I recently ordered 2 brassieres. I checked the mail. I had 2 packages and I thought, well, that's wasteful. But it turns out they sent 2 parcels of the same order. Sonic, I just got 2 free brassieres. That's almost a lottery win. And congratulations on using the word brassiere as opposed to bra. So much fancier. How about you? Hi.
Did we already talk about the super cool McDonald's glasses that they gave out like back in the 90s? That were either like free or super cheap.
I remember those. Like, we were talking mostly about the Petro-Canada always gave away glasses back in the 80s and 90s. I forgot about the McDonald's ones, too, though, because they had Hamburglar on them, Mayor McCheese. You could get the whole set.
And I think there was a set where they teamed up with Disney as well. And you had, like, Beauty and the Beast and Lion King and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were, like, super good quality glasses. Nothing like anything, the cheap ones they sell now occasionally. These were good ones.
Yeah, you'd only bring those. You'd only bring the Hamburglar glass out or the Fry Guys glass out for the good company.
That's exactly it. If you were, like, prime company, you got the Hamburglar.
Yeah, like if the prime minister was coming over.
Yeah. But nobody got the Grimace.
No, nobody ever got Grimace. Anytime somebody brings up Grimace, one of the most shocking things I ever learned on this show, and if you Google it, it's kind of true, is somebody called in one day, this is years ago, and we started talking about the different McDonald's characters, and Grimace came up. And then I was like, what is Grimace? Like, what's he supposed to be? And they said, oh, he's a taste bud. Gross. Grimace is a taste bud? Ugh. Somebody else said, remember when at Eskimo games they gave out free blankets if you were young and dumb enough to sign up for a credit card? Tara, yes, I do remember that. And then after people realized that they didn't need another blanket, they changed the giveaway to a free bucket hat for signing up for that high interest credit card that may or may not have ruined your life for several years.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I don't know if you're going to do this story. I asked you about this earlier.
It's unreal how many of these stories are starting to pop up. I just did one the other day.
I know.
Because it happened on Friday, a flight in Canada. This one you're about to read, I think, was in the United States.
Yeah, but are you good at snapping your fingers?
Yes.
Get a groove going. No, okay. In time with me.
That's what I thought it was.
That's too fast.
Who tried to open an airplane door today? Who tried to open an airplane door today?
Wow. It's sad that we can use this regularly now.
What the hell is going on?
I like the snapping in that, by the way.
Yeah.
That was good.
Try next time when we do that.
I was doing double time what I was doing.
But it's amazing. Like you said, every week there's one of these stories. And this one, a man flying from Albuquerque to Chicago, that's who, tried to open an emergency exit door. This happened on Tuesday. The guy got up, reefed on the handle before he was tackled and then duct taped by other passengers. So is that, if you work in the airline industry, are you packing? Is that what you're packing?
Duct tape.
Duct tape in for this particular situation?
It can be used for anything.
People reported they actually felt a whoosh of air, or they felt a pressure drop inside the cabin when he pulled the handle. The plane banked real hard and had to totally give her all the way back to Albuquerque, where the man was arrested. And that's who tried to open an airplane door today. Listen to the snaps.
Who tried to open an airplane door today? Who tried to open an airplane door today?
Airplane door today. That's hard to say.
It is.
Apparently, it's quite difficult to open a door. That's the good news.
Well, I know, but it seems weird that several people reported a pressure change.
Yeah. It's not like a bathroom stall, you know, like it doesn't just fly open with a breeze.
No.
But the number of people that get up, and I couldn't imagine being on a plane, sitting there, watching a guy get up, go to the door, and just try to open that thing.
Is this one of those TikTok challenges that the kids are doing?
Yeah, is this the new Tide Pod?
Is that what this is?
Oh, I don't like it.
I saw a dumb one today. Have you seen this one? The cactus challenge.
Oh, no.
I don't know if this is an old one or a new one, but it's like three people stand side by side and there's cardboard boxes in front of each one and then like tissue paper on top. And then all at the same time, they all punch down into the cart. And one of them has a cactus in it.
Ugh. Why?
Have you seen that one?
Are we all that starved for attention?
I kind of think we might be.
Jeez.
Hence the cactus challenge and now the airplane door challenge.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.